You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. I'm Art Ray. Today's guest is Dr. John Pagano. Dr. John Pagano, D.C., is a chiropractic physician who for 40 years has conducted research on the natural healing of psoriasis and eczema, conditions that afflict millions of people throughout the world. He is the award-winning author of Healing Psoriasis, The Natural Alternative, Dr. John's Healing Psoriasis Cookbook Plus, and his latest book, One Cause, Many Ailments, The Leaky Gut Syndrome. His work has been featured in Alternative Medicine and Dermatology Times. Dr. Pagano has lectured on 5 continents and presented his work at the United Nations and before the Dalai Lama. You can learn about Dr. John Pagano and his work online at psoriasis-healing.com. That's psoriasis-healing.com. He is a key speaker at the 80th anniversary ARE Members Congress, Honoring the Past, Celebrating Today, Creating the Future, in Virginia Beach from June 19th to the 24th. You can learn more about the conference by going to edgarcayce.org, clicking on Events, and then click on Conferences. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, Dr. Pagano, you're a chiropractic physician who, as I understand it, deals with problems related to the spine. Am I correct in saying that?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, how is it that you were able to get results in cases of the skin disease, psoriasis, when medical science still considers the cause of the disease unknown and classifies it as incurable?
Because I take an entirely different approach to the disease. I take a natural chiropractic approach, and the spine is definitely related. Now, by natural, I mean no drugs, no needles, no tar baths, no laser, not even ultraviolet light. All the work that I have done, which now is a span of 40 years of only working with psoriasis cases, is just about outstanding. In fact, all these years, I'm still amazed at what can happen when you set the body in the right direction. And I've taken this view because when I was an intern, we're going back 50 years now, when I was an intern in Denver, I was more or less assigned to a wing in which we had many, many psoriasis people there. And that was my first introduction to seeing it so-called in the flesh, not a pun. And I learned about psoriasis, but there was nothing for them out there except the Denver sunshine. Paid no attention to diet, but the adjustments of the spine were given, and just healthy living, but the results were sparse, to say the least. It was not until I got into the works of Edgar Cayce that I began to realize everything that fell within my scope of practice in the case of psoriasis was what he recommended. And I was an advocate of this magnificent man. And I just started experimenting with a few patients when I got back into practice, and they were literally clearing up one right after the other, and I couldn't understand what the hullabaloo was all about, you know, or what's so mysterious about this, because Cayce simplified it, and that's what I've been doing ever since. And now I have 3 books out, one of which is a number one bestseller on Amazon.com for 13 straight years. And it's we're in 5 languages, going into a 6th now, and I've lectured literally all over the world. Canada,
wow.
America, Japan, you know, the Scandinavian countries, Italy, because it's all over. It's all over the world.
And here's, I was wondering about that. You mentioned it's all over the world, and when I was in the Army, I was diagnosed with psoriasis. First noticed it on my thumb. And actually, I have pitted nails often. And at the same time, my sister was diagnosed, and also, actually, a little later, my mother. And I don't know if it's just because we noticed this all at the same time or what the connection was. I was wondering, have you noticed an increase in the incidence over the past few decades?
Yes, there's a definite increase. Right now, about 250,000, 250,000 new cases arise each year, especially among the young. And it all goes back to Casey's basic philosophy on how to treat it, namely the diet. And have no doubt about that. The diet is the key. I have never helped a person who didn't follow the diet. Now, we've done other things to help enhance it, to help, speed it up, so to speak, which included spinal adjustments. And this very, he was very specific, certain segments of the spine, in order to make sure the nerve supply to the area infected within the body, or shall I say afflicted within the body, has its proper nerve supply to heal those walls. You see, if you look to the skin, you'll never find the answer to psoriasis. It comes from within the intestinal tract, and even deeper than that, to the walls of the intestine. That's where it all begins. And the treatments that are recommended are all natural in nature to help heal the walls of your intestinal tract, especially the upper intestines. So I say now, well, what do you mean by heal? Who said they're sick? You know, who said they're damaged? Well, they are. And it's called intestinal permeability. Now, Edgar Casey in his work referred to them, and this is the first time I ever heard this, he referred to them as thin intestinal walls causing a seepage of toxins into the bloodstream. That's how psoriasis begins, in the intestinal tract. And until you attack it there, you'll be fighting it for the rest of your life.
This is what you mentioned in your book, Healing Psoriasis, the Natural Alternative.
Right.
That psoriasis and eczema should be viewed from the inside out, exactly, rather than from the outside in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. That's the difference with the approach that Casey recommended. Now, this does not mean it's a replacement for medicine. Absolutely not. If a person comes to me and has not been to a dermatologist, I send them to one or tell them to go to their own, make sure it's properly diagnosed, and see what his recommendations are. And if you want to follow that route, fine. But in the event that it doesn't work, or is too dangerous, or is just not desired by the patient, this should be looked upon as an alternative that does have a proven record behind it. And more and more people are getting onto it, getting onto this thing.
And I understand, my doctor warns me that even though mine's just in small patches, sometimes on my hand, and sometimes I'll have a fingernail with small bumps in it, says that I guess psoriatic arthritis could occur, which I guess is internal.
Well, that's only, yes, it is. And it does happen, and it's only to 5% of the amount of people who have psoriasis end up with psoriatic arthritis. But, strangely enough, by following the recommended diet, which is high alkaline foods and low acidic foods, many, many times the arthritis clears up first.
Wow.
And I've had them, the most severe you could ever imagine. I've had the psoriatic arthritis cases, and it's all, the answer to their problem is right in their own kitchen, and they don't know it. That's my purpose, is to get this word out. Because it saves them from a life of absolute misery and torture and tremendous expense, and you never get over it. But if you just discipline yourself, in fact, I call it the three D's that heal psoriasis: diet, detoxification, and determination. They should look upon it as like a three-legged stool. One leg is diet, one leg is detoxification, and the third leg is determination. But if one of them is missing, it's not going to work. The stool will collapse. So that's the guide that I teach whenever I lecture or have my patients, which I'm still in practice after 50 years. I still stress that more than anything else. And strange thing, Art, is that if people knew there was a way by changing their diet, most people would follow it, but they don't know it. They don't realize it. Quite frankly, only the work that I've done over the years has been proven, because I have wonderful photography before and after and affidavits, and we get emails by the dozen come in on people who just follow the diet and they clear up.
I was wondering if you have any proof of your findings, and it sounds like you do.
No, I've got the proof, and I'll address any organization, any scientific body of experts. I'll face them anytime they ask me. I just recently was invited to speak even before the Russian Academy of Science in Moscow, and they sponsored my entire trip, and I gave a four-day seminar to the doctors as well as the patients in Russia, and they absolutely loved it. And just January, I got back from Paris because my book is being published in the French edition, and I was sponsored to go over there and help promote the book in the French. And I've lectured all over, and the story is always the same. The doctors say diet has nothing to do with it. I say diet has everything to do with it. You can almost forget the other things, but if you follow the diet, you get the results you want.
We'll be right back with more with Dr. John Pagano on Reflections. You're listening to Reflections, the wisdom of Edgar Cayce. We're back with Dr. John Pagano.
And what do most doctors think the cause might be, or I guess mainstream?
They don't know. They have one theory after another. Oh, they have the T-cell theory, and where they say that the T-cells in the body are causing the psoriasis because they accumulate around the lesions, and therefore that's the cause. And so they try to destroy the T-cells. That's the latest. And that's just not true. At least it's certainly not my viewpoint. I never even think about T-cells. I just get right into the diet. Get them on a high alkaline diet. The foods that are alkaline are fruits and vegetables. But of the fruits and vegetables, the vegetables should override the fruit because of the fructose, sugar, too much sugar. The acid formers are meats and grains. They form acids. That's it. Those two items. So if they have a high alkaline diet, that is 80% of their diet should be fruits and vegetables, and 20 to 30% should be meats and grains. They've got a balanced diet. That's what Cayce calls a balanced diet, not 50-50. And the results, honestly, they are absolutely miraculous. I mean, lesions, a little girl, just the other day, a little came in, she had it all over her face 3 months ago. And then she came in, and her mother and father were so concerned about her. Well, she was on the regimen for 3 months, and she came in the other day, and I looked at her, and I says, "Where are all your sores on your face?" And she said, "They're gone." I mean, it was just a beautiful thing, and that's been going on with me now for a good part of my whole career.
Wow.
So there is an answer. There is an answer.
Oh, yes. And that especially impacts someone. I mean, mine, I'll have a spot on my hand occasionally, but to have it on one's face and also to be young, that would be especially psychologically not good, I would think.
Sure. Well, let me give you a perfect example. It's in my book. It's a case of a young girl, 7 years old. She just came in with her parents from one of the major New York City hospitals, and they told her that, look, your daughter has psoriasis. Make your mind up. She's going to have it the rest of her life. You've got to bring her in here for ultraviolet treatments twice a week. And they live like an hour and a half away. So, I mean, their lives are going to be totally upset. So they came through a friend. They came directly to my office, and I set up a special appointment for them. And I went over everything, all her diet and everything, and everything seemed okay. But then there was one set of things that occurred that she didn't realize. You see, one of the things you have to stay away from are the nightshades. Now, the nightshades are tomatoes, tobacco, eggplant, white potatoes, peppers, and paprika. So, and then the other things are red meat. Stay away from that, except lamb. But you can have fish, chicken, and turkey. Then you got to stay away from sweets. Too many sweets. Not completely stay away, but mostly sweets, but no white flour products. No refined sugar products. They're the sweets. No diet soda, no ice cream. That's what's feeding the bacteria that are breaking down the walls of the intestine. And then they have to also stay away from, well, in her case, it doesn't matter, smoking and alcohol and fried foods. They're your main culprits. So we went over the whole regimen again because she wasn't responding in a month. So I said, something's wrong, because I knew they were very faithful to everything, until her mother said to me, you know, Dr. Pagano, I think my daughter just uses too much ketchup. I said, ketchup? Well, didn't I tell you about tomatoes as being one of the biggest culprits? She said, yeah, but they never made, and believe it or not, they never made the connection between a tomato and ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
They just took her off the ketchup because she poured it on everything. Everything, breakfast, lunch, dinner, she just literally poured it. And she cleared up in 3 months. And that was quite a long time ago. And it was only one culprit. You see, Art, many times what clears the patient up is what they stay away from, that they are now taking and not realizing, because they're very common items. They're very common food items. And they never made the connection. And when your doctor says to you, diet has nothing to do with it, eat whatever you want, and that's the general picture, well, they eat whatever they want because the doctor said I could eat it. Well, they can't. They can't eat it. That's the big shift. That's the change. That's what I have to offer.
I see. And when you mention the alkaline diet,
right?
That it's interesting. I've seen that, and I've actually followed it some because of, well, not necessarily psoriasis. I'll have to follow it now because of that, but because of acid reflux. But I noticed that lemons and limes are on there, and that's counterintuitive because they're acidic.
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
Lemons and limes are alkaline. They are alkaline outside of the body. They may react acidically, but in the body, they're alkaline. So you don't necessarily have to take them raw like that, but you could, when you squeeze a lemon in a glass of water, it's greatly diluted. And that's one of the best drinks you can have first thing in the morning.
Hmm.
It's cleansing, it's alkaline, and it's refreshing. Sure.
Wow. Yes, I noticed that lemon water doesn't cause my acid reflux. It's those fried, something that's breaded and fried. So that's,
yep, that'll do it.
Yes.
That'll do it, because it's an acid reaction within your esophagus. So when you stick to the alkaline diet, which I would like to give you a tip on one of the best things I've come across, and I got it right out of the KC readings. And what it was a blender, using a blender, and you make carrots, celery, and romaine lettuce. So chop them up small, put them in the blender, add the water, add a little lemon juice, and whip it up into a drink. It'll be like a brownish-green drink. There's more energy and alkalinity in that drink than anything you can ever imagine. And drink it right down the minute you make it, if you can. See, but if you're going to hold it, no more than one day. And that will alkalize your system immediately. And I've seen miracles happen with psoriasis cases when they do it once a day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You're going to have to write this down. Of course, I'll be at, you're going to be speaking at the Atlantic University Conference in Virginia Beach at the ARE in June.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be there. I'll be there from, I think it's 1 to 2:45, something like that, on Wednesday, the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a speaker there. Uh-huh.
What are your qualifications to treat such conditions, since you're not a dermatologist?
I have every qualification in the world, because I stick to my principles. I stick to my professional protocol. I don't go medical. I do not do anything medical whatsoever. No drugs, no needles, no nothing. I just do what falls within my scope of practice as a chiropractor in the state of New Jersey, which, of course, nutrition is one of the main things. The spinal adjustments, right there, especially the areas right between your shoulder blades, that supplies the nerves to the walls of the intestine, where the psoriasis begins. And then certain oils, massage, I mean, this all falls within my scope. I'm not doing anything that I'm not trained in.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you mentioned, of course, Edgar Cayce. When did you first learn about Edgar Cayce?
I learned about Edgar Cayce, believe it or not, when I was still a student, maybe 55, 60 years ago, in Lincoln Chiropractic College in Indiana. And I was just fascinated from the time. And at that time, they only had, not many people at all, maybe 100 or 200 members. And I just became a member while I was still a student, because so many of the recommendations he made for all kinds of diseases were things that I was in the middle of studying. Spinal adjustments, massage, diet, nutrition, certain oils, especially the use of castor oil on many, many things. Like, for instance, psoriasis of the nails. You mentioned pitting of your nails. Well, that's a very common thing, and it takes longer than usual than the rest of the skin to heal. But one of the ways to do it is dip your fingers in castor oil, just the tips, and rub it in there and put on two white gym socks and go to bed for the night. Either that or Aquaphor you could use. Now, that's one way from an external point of view, but the healing still comes from inside, the purification of the blood. See, when the blood is purified, what is actually happening is what I made my definition. I made a definition. Now, there is no medical definition. There's a description, plenty of descriptions. But I figure, look, after putting 40, 50 years into it, I at least deserve that right to come up with an idea. And my definition is psoriasis is the external manifestation of the body's attempt to throw off internal toxins. That's my definition. So that gives you a good avenue in which to approach the disease. Clean up your diet. Make sure there's no constipation problem. In fact, there's the answer to the problem. Number one, the right diet. Number two, no constipation. On a broad scope, that's all you need. On a broad scope.
Wow.
Right diet and no backup of toxins within your system, and the skin will take care of itself.
Now, you mentioned you've gotten some positive reactions at those conferences. Could you tell us more about what medical authorities think of your approach to the disease?
They never comment on it. Now, the National Psoriasis Foundation, which is the biggest organization in America, they invited me to speak there and show my works in the year 2001 in San Francisco, and I did, to a standing room only audience. And I can tell you this, the people were dumbfounded. They had no idea that such a procedure is available to them. And I was right next to the director at the time of the NPF when people came up and said this was the most informative talk that they have ever heard on psoriasis. Well, they never called me back again. At least not until recently. The last year, they finally put me in their magazine. So I think there's a lot involved, more than I'd like to talk about. But the main thing is this information belongs to the people. They have to be able to make their own decision.
We'll be right back with more with Dr. John Pagano. You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. Let's continue our conversation with Dr. John Pagano.
They have to be able to make their own decision. And most of them will take it if they're disciplined. Now, if they're not a disciplined type of person, they may have to resort to medical procedures. I mean, you could try that too. But the thing is, you're usually on it forever, the rest of your life.
Wow. Yes, I know my GP, he said that the next step, I guess it would be a medicine, is it an immunosuppressant or something?
All of them are. Most all of them are. The medications that they have now worked out, the Enbrel, methotrexate, cyclosporin, all these drugs are all designed to suppress your immune system. Whereas mine, my protocol, is to activate it. Now that brings up another subject. Many times the activation of the immune system causes a terrible, terrible reaction throughout your body. It gets all red and inflamed and I mean, really terrible, and that's my hardest part, is to hold the patient's confidence during these periods, and I've done it many times. And once they get over that purge period, you'll call it the word, the actual scientific term is Herxheimer, the Herxheimer reaction. It's where the whole body flares up and itches and roars, the patient's crying, and I can't tell you how many times I went through it with the patient, but once they get over that, once they get over that hump, then the skin starts clearing up. You'll start seeing it happen until, when I tell you, I'm not exaggerating, Art, not a lesion on the body is left. The body's skin is as pure as silk and beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You never even, not even a scar, not even a discoloration. It clears up just perfectly that the patient is in seventh heaven. That's the hardest part, though, that getting through that Herxheimer reaction. And it only happens to about 10 or 15% of the patients.
But I guess that's where the discipline, one of the legs of the stool
that's
comes
right.
in.
That's what happens. One time I did a case. I had to do it on the phone because they lived in Chicago area just this past year. And she was so severe she could not even get out of bed. She was totally inflamed with the psoriasis itself and couldn't walk because she had psoriatic arthritis. And she was a young girl, I think in her 20s, and her parents and I. And we did it over the telephone because they did every medical procedure known, and it just wasn't working. In fact, she was getting worse. So they wanted to try it, and I took a chance and tried to do it over the phone. And then the father called me about after about three or four phone calls to tell me that the miracle happened. She's absolutely fine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And now you mentioned long distance to Chicago. Where is your practice located?
I'm in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey.
Right
at the George Washington Bridge. Mm-hmm. That's where I've been for 50 years.
You mentioned, of course, the diet factor and the eliminations. I guess this is a part of chiropractic practice. A lot of people think of the back first. Does the back have anything to do with this?
Absolutely. Because, you see, you want to enhance the recovery of the and build up the walls of the intestine. Now, they're supplied by the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th dorsal vertebrae. That is right between your shoulder blades. So the theory behind it is to adjust those areas as a chiropractor or an osteopath. Adjust those areas or stimulate them with vibration, electrotherapy, the activator method, or just manual manipulation to keep those nerves flowing back and forth. And what it will do is enhance the recovery period. As a matter of fact, you know, in reading number 4001 by Edgar Cayce, he states that psoriasis sometimes is caused by only one subluxation. That means a vertebrae slightly out of place. And he explains why. He says the vertebrae out of place causes a blockage of the nerves to the blood supply to the walls of the intestine. And his recommendation was adjust that area, open up those channels so that the blood can flow back and forth. And that's reading number 4001. See, it's right in there.
you weren't just inspired by Edgar Cayce. You use that as a guide, it seems.
Absolutely. I use it as a guide, is right. Mm-hmm. I'm dedicated to it. And the reason I'm dedicated to it, Art, is because of the results I get. How can I turn this down? These people have nowhere to go. And when they get my books, they feel that their life has opened up for them. And that's just what I wanted them to do, too. So now I'm published by a major book publisher, Wiley and Sons, and I have also the companion cookbook, but I'm keeping the rights on that book because it's I want it done the way I want it done. And so we have the rights on that directly. And then my third book, published by the ARE Press in Virginia Beach, is One Cause, Many Ailments, The Leaky Gut Syndrome. And that tells you, that brings out how many other diseases are connected to a leaky gut. Psoriasis and eczema being only two, but there are others that you would never even connect with it, like all the arthritises, eye problems, vision problems, even schizophrenia, ADHD, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, and myalgia. And all those things, there must be about 15 different diseases that from a medical point of view, they think it's connected to a leaky gut.
How can one obtain copies of your books?
Well, the two books, the Healing Psoriasis, The Natural Alternative, that could be had in any bookstore or at least ordered, or Amazon.com. And the same with the book from the ARE, One Cause, Many Ailments, Leaky Gut Syndrome. But if a person wanted the cookbook, they'd have to call us directly. My number is 201-947-0606, or they can go online at www.psoriasis-healing.com, and they can order it directly.
Well, and will you have any books available when you speak at the ARE?
Yes, I made arrangements with people down there in which I'll be probably bring down two cases of cookbooks. But the other books, they'd have to order them from the publisher.
Okay.
They'll be available.
Wow, that'll be great.
Of course, the ARE book will be there. The Leaky Gut Syndrome book will be there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, my wife has that book, and she suggested it, but I haven't looked at it yet. I'm going to have to do that.
You see, you've got to look at it this way, Art. Even though you don't have a severe case of it, you're prone to it. You see, and you never know when it may want to take off and really, you know, cover your entire body. I'm not saying that to scare you. It's just a matter of fact that you're prone to it. And the best thing you could do is clear yourself up, because now, from the latest medical statistics, is they're tracing it to heart disease.
Wow.
Psoriasis is now connected with heart disease and ischemia. They call it ischemic heart, the lack of blood supply to the heart. They're now, and other conditions as well, especially arthritis and things of that nature, chronic degenerative diseases, not to mention the aging process. So, but there's a way out. And here's the other part of it. This diet is a good one. You'll have more energy than you know what to do with, because you're eating live, you know, healthy whole foods, and you're staying away from the sweets as much as you possibly can. Sugar is the biggest culprit, I think, in our general health. You would ask me what's the worst food item on the market today? It's refined sugar and products made with refined sugar, and it's in everything. So, so that's why it's so important that we emphasize this to the public.
And I was wondering, you mentioned eczema with psoriasis. Of course, I guess I've been focusing on psoriasis because that's what I have. But initially, the Army doctors weren't sure if it was eczema or psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us what's the difference, and is that relevant, the difference between them?
Well, it isn't relevant as far as cause is concerned, because the cause is the same. It's the leaky gut. That's the cause. The blood is infected, and it's coming through the skin. You see, this is, as far as the only difference between psoriasis and eczema is its appearance. Now, psoriasis could be a very disfiguring, ugly, big scales like shingles coming off the body, whereas eczema could be nothing more than a rash, a red rash that just drives you nuts, drives you crazy with the itching. Whereas with psoriasis, you may not have too much itching, although sometimes, of course, you do. The word psora means itch. The word eczema comes from the word boil. And the thing is, they're both due to the same cause, but they manifest differently. So I put my patients on the same regimen, but, you know, since you mentioned it, I have right here in front of me an email I got from a Barnes & Noble reader. And she says, I suffer from eczema, and I heard about your book about it. I have read it, and it makes sense on eczema, too. I have started the treatment, have seen some really good results. I have tried everything under the sun and nothing but failure. This book makes so much sense. I only wish I learned about it long ago.
We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. We're back with Dr. John Pagano.
And here is from the eczema. Here's one 5-star rating. It works. The psoriasis on my legs and hands is completely cleared in 2 weeks. And another, the psoriasis diet works. I followed it strictly for a week. And the psoriasis on my neck and scalp completely cleared. Now, this is psoriasis that I have had for 20 years, and it cleared in 1 week. I mean, these are the kind of emails. We got hundreds of them coming in from people.
Wow.
So, you see, you treat eczema the same way you would treat the psoriasis, with the diet in particular, you see? There are a couple little changes, but nothing to speak of, nothing really bad.
And I know you didn't mention this, but is dandruff perhaps related to these, or is that just something different?
Yeah. I think it's another manifestation of your body throwing toxins off through your scalp. And many times dandruff is a precursor to scalp psoriasis. He'll turn into it later. But that is what is happening. The scales are coming through, and it's just in this like snow-like effect. But it's your body trying to throw off poisons. See, once the blood is infected with all that toxic material, it courses through the liver and kidneys for filtration. That's the purpose of it. But what happens is when the overload becomes so great that the liver and kidneys cannot handle it, that's when your skin jumps in as a vicarious channel of elimination and throws the poisons off through the sweat glands. There's your psoriasis lesion. That's what's happening. Your body is trying to help you by throwing the poisons off through the skin, but it forms these ugly lesions in so doing. Clean the body up on the inside.
We're about out of time, Dr. Pagano.
Oh, already?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But I was wondering, what is your final message today for those who suffer from psoriasis or eczema?
Okay. This is what it is. I call it the key. Look to the skin for the cause of psoriasis, and you look forever in vain. Treat the skin only in a case of psoriasis, and the cause will forever remain. For the outward appearance is only a sign of a problem within. It's the key, my dear patient, as to where to begin for a clear and beautiful skin.
And now it's time for the thought for the day. And today's thought for the day will be read by Kimberly Rose. Kimberly Rose is the host of the radio show Interviews with Kimberly Rose on CBS Sky Radio on Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. She'll also be speaking at the upcoming conference, Be Your Own Psychic. It's the Edgar Cayce Legacy, from October 19th to the 23rd at the ARE in Virginia Beach. To find out more, go to edgarcayce.org, click on Events, and then click on Conferences. Well, hello.
Hello.
And what's today's thought for the day?
Today's thought for the day is reading 1293-1. It is not the knowledge, then, but what one does with one's abilities, one's opportunities in relationships to others, that makes for the development or retardment of that individual. For life in its manifestations through which the soul of an entity or body may manifest its purposeful, and that the individual, the soul, may find its way through the vicissitudes of experience in materiality, that it may know its God. It's always about it. It is. It's going back to God, knowing that everyone that you connect with, I love that, because every day I wherever I go, I pay attention to the people I meet. And I know that the more I really, you know, I look at people, because we're all created in God's image, the more knowledge I have and the more I am able to open my heart to understanding. And I think that when we're detached from others and we're not willing to listen to what another person has to say or honor, we're more detached from that collective part, which is God, and we get more into the ego self.
Wow. Oh, yes. And it talks about, it's not the knowledge. It's what one does with one's abilities. And I guess someone can make their ego feel better by having abilities or gaining knowledge. But it's what's more important is one's opportunity in relationships to others. So you don't want to just be the person who stores up, you know, in some barn, all your great knowledge and abilities, and it does nothing. It just sits there. You want to be able to help others through opportunities in relationships.
to actually use your abilities.
I love that. One of the experiments that I'm trying to remember that they do, and again, I go back to the experiments and practical spirituality, which people can get. You could, if they go over to, I think they have them in the bookstore. If you want to start a study group, they one of the a lot of times you'll read one of Edgar Cayce read some one of his readings, and then they have you do an experiment, and it has, and I one of the experiments has to do with making an effort to really be quiet and patient and listening every day, and to go out and ask others about themselves and turn the limelight away from you and really, really be present for people. And I think that's hard sometimes to do. And this is the knowledge, though, that you can gain by really listening to another person is tremendous.
Well, thanks for doing the Thought for the Day today.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for the show today. Thanks to Dr. John Pagano for talking to us. To find out more, go to psoriasis-healing.com. That's psoriasis-healing.com. And check out his book, One Cause, Many Ailments, The Leaky Gut Syndrome. Also, he is a key speaker at the 80th Anniversary ARE Members Congress, Honoring the Past, Celebrating Today, Creating the Future, in Virginia Beach, from June 19th to the 24th. You can find out more by going to edgarcayce.org, clicking on Events, and then clicking on Conferences. Thanks to Kimberly Rose for the Thought for the Day, and most of all to you, the listener. Thanks for listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce.